True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Act like gents.
Lyrically.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. We are here. We have made it. It is day one, week one, Giants week. B. Mitchell Finley live in Ashburn, Virginia, as the Commanders are getting ready for Sunday's game. NFC East opponent. This is it. This is the real deal, B. Good morning.
Yeah, we're off and running, brother. We are definitely off and running. The real deal. And hell, shows start tonight, Jay.
It's it. Like I parked outside and was walking up this morning, and the security guy
feels a little strange though. Just two cars in the parking lot, me and yours.
I know, dude. After training camp, where it's like packed all the way to the road.
Hell yeah.
And I see the security dude is in, you know, the little gatehouse. And he's like, JP, are you ready? And I could tell, like, the vibes have been amped up, man.
Yes, indeed.
To say the least. I think there's a ton of excitement around this team coming off an NFC Championship game, coming off their best regular season in, 25 years easily. And, you know, if you look at Washington and kind of everything they did, going 12-5, becoming just this elite, explosive offense, finding a quarterback.
Yeah.
We got word yesterday the game for week one is a sellout. I think it's going to be jumping in there.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's we made it, B.
Listen, man, it's when you come and you have a season like they had last year, a lot of things change. Expectations change. More people get interested. But the ultimate thing is they have to stick to their guns of what they've been doing. You know, don't come out here trying to show nobody anything, trying to prove a point. Come out and keep working like they do. They just keep chopping wood. You know, they talked about how the brotherhood, the togetherness, they got to stick to that because they had success by doing that. Don't become somebody else now.
Totally.
Stick to that, and it'll work for you for a long damn time.
Yeah, man. Like, when something's working, you don't start messing with it.
There you go.
You know? And I think there's reason for excitement. It is reasonable excitement, and you don't back off it now, man.
Not at all.
I think there is just a lot to be excited about with this football team. And so I know yesterday a lot was said about yesterday's first time they released a depth chart, right? Because the unofficial depth charts, especially in the preseason, are hardly something to spend too much time over.
Mm-hmm.
But yesterday was an actual depth chart, right? As serious as you want to take it. And some of the things I think we saw are what I expected and good news for the organization, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
If you start with this depth chart, Connerly starting right tackle.
We kind of mentioned that throughout this time. We kind of felt that was going to be the case.
Right. Yeah. And I think, you know, is there some question? Because I think Wiley will end up starting at right guard. And Allegretti is kind of your primary backup to Wiley.
End up starting at left eventually. You think?
I think Coleman might keep that left guard spot.
Well, the right guard spot is going to be
Cosmi.
Cosmi when he comes back.
Right. I think eventually, assuming everybody's healthy, which is a giant assumption on the offensive line,
mm-hmm.
but I think the vision for that O-line would be Tunsil, Coleman, Biadasz, Cosmi, Connerly. And then Wiley and Allegretti give you great options, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Now, maybe Connerly starts at right tackle because Cosme's hurt. And, like, when Cosmi comes back, Wiley goes to right tackle. I'm not really sure that's what will happen.
Yeah.
But I'm also not so sure it matters because, like, what matters is what's going
They're all going to play at some point.
What Docco says, like, I care about who's on the field on Sunday.
Yeah.
And so what we believe will be on the field on Sunday, it's interesting. They have it listed as Tunsil, Coleman, Biadasz, Allegretti, or Wiley, and then Connerly. I tend to think that's going to be Wiley, but maybe it's Allegretti. You know, today will be the first injury report we see. Maybe there's something on there that we're unaware of.
Mm-hmm.
Like, now they – DQ does not give a ton of information on injuries. He's not alone. Almost every football coach like that.
Yeah.
Maybe there's something there. We'll find out today because they have to list it. The NFL requires it. They get fined if they don't. And – really, that's just a function of gambling. That's why that exists. But everybody tries to turn a blind eye to that.
Yeah, yeah.
Going down.
Got to make it fair.
Right. Going down the roster, the thing that seemed to create some hysteria yesterday, and I think this is silly, Eckler was listed as RB1, then McNichols, then Rodriguez, then Bill, Ja'Cory Crossman.
I think Wisconsin made a comment last year about that exact thing. We have to just give you a list, and we give you a list. We're not telling you who's going to start right now. He mentioned that last year.
Especially at the running back position, where everybody's probably
going
to play.
Yeah, and then we're going through it again this year. The same thing that you got to understand doesn't make a difference until they hit the football field.
Agreed.
Yeah.
I think all four of those dudes, I think all four of them could be active, Brian. And especially because McNichols and Rodriguez can help you on special teams. One thing that does stand out, though, at the kick returner position, punt returner, top of the depth chart, Jalen Lane.
Yeah.
That's what we expected from draft night. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Totally.
I think when he got drafted, you and I were at National Harbor for the draft day party.
Mm-hmm.
And I immediately, like, looking then was like, okay, that's going to be their punt returner.
Yep, at least that's what they hoped.
They tried to address this.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see or happen to notice the top kick returner on the depth chart?
Who is it, Debo?
Debo.
Okay.
So if it is Debo there, if that is actually the plan, and maybe it's Debo, maybe I don't know who else would be back there, Eckler, McNichols, something like that.
We've heard him discuss it is more of a running back thing. Debo plays receiver, but people know Debo has that ability to be more like a running back, right? I can understand them trying to do it with him. I think, in essence, if Jalen does his thing at the punt return position and began to show he can still take that load of learning the receiver stuff, he may get that opportunity later too.
Eventually, we're going to have to figure out the inactives. Maybe we'll play that game Friday, especially as we get some more injury information. But if Debo's really your kick returner, I do wonder if McNichols or C-Rod or maybe even Bill can be inactive for week one. I think for all the Bill hype, people are like, wait, now he's fourth on the depth chart? I would not read too much into that. You agree?
I agree totally. I'm not going to get into it with people. I'm going to let them think what they want to think. And I'm going to talk about stuff that makes a difference.
Your receivers listed, Terry is top of the depth chart. Noah Brown.
Really?
And then Debo. interestingly, because we know Kendrick Bourne was out here, you know, as it currently stands, all five of these receivers are going to be active.
Yeah, more than likely.
They got no option. You know what I mean?
They got to go for it.
Now, if you get to six, maybe one of those guys isn't active. Now, we've gotten kind of our first look at the defensive side of the ball as well. If this is a surprise, Ertz is also top of the depth chart at the tight end.
I can't believe that. Are you serious?
Yeah. defensively, I would say there are zero surprises. The only thing that's interesting with how they list this out, and I think this is more just a respect to the person and their football accomplishments, they list, you tell me. So, Wise, Payne, Kinlaw, Armstrong. That is what I think we all expected, right? Because if you remember, the last depth chart we saw had Miller starting as the end, and then Payne, Kinlaw, Armstrong.
Mm-hmm.
So now they've listed this, Wise, Payne, Kinlaw, Armstrong, and then there's a separate OLB line where Von Miller is the only player on that line.
Mm-hmm.
He is the top outside linebacker.
Okay.
then Wagner, Luvu. So I would not, like, the way they've currently listed their depth chart has 12 players on it. I think that is showing respect and deference to a future Hall of Famer in Von Miller. I think everybody understands his role is going to be a little bit different. Or perhaps they've petitioned the league and they get to play 12 on defense.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think it is, Brian?
They're not playing 12 on defense. They're not doing that for sure.
Right. So I don't think folks need to stress too much on that. The only real, and this isn't a surprise whatsoever, I would say, but to have day one, week one, Trey Amos is starting. At the cornerback position, it goes Lattimore, Amos, Samardzija, with Jonathan Jones and Noah Igbe kind of as the backup there. And then they list, I don't think this really matters, especially because these guys, the strong and free is it kind of isn't really how NFL defenses operate anymore. Mm-hmm. They have Will Harris listed as the starting strong safety, which tracks to me. And then Quan listed as the starting free safety. Interestingly, Reeves technically is the backup to Quan, not Harris. A lot of this is sub packages, and you know, base defenses hardly exist in the NFL. And
too much to try to figure all that stuff out.
They're gonna play three safeties at times,
tons of
but
people.
Like, interesting. Not, I think if you're reading too much into it, I think honestly, what's cool, the first and the second round picks are slated to start week one. That is development and drafting and how you want to build a program.
Mm-hmm.
To me, this does track that maybe if you're trying to figure out your inactives for Sunday, it's going to be some collection of two offensive linemen, probably. I would guess Paul and maybe Fant, because then you have options in the interior and the exterior with Trent Scott. I wonder, Cahoe and Medrano, they're going to have to figure that out. Probably two of the D linemen.
One of those two playing, because they need some special teamers.
Well, and then I think Josh Johnson's inactive, assuming Mariota's good to go.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be interesting. I wonder if Senator Yankoff are down. But to your point, you do need special teamers. So they've got some figuring out to do. And then the injury report will tell us a lot about that too, because one thing we know about the NFL is there's always stuff going on that we are unaware of until they actually have to start writing it down.
Mm-hmm.
If you had to guess, the only, I guess, kind of question mark, and we won't get to see anything now because we're in regular season mode where we get to watch them stretch, basically.
Stretching, you didn't get the hell out of here.
Who do you think is the starting right guard on Sunday?
Starting right guard Sunday, I think it's going to be Wiley.
I do too. I won't be shocked if it's Allegretti. I'd be a little surprised. I think Wiley's been really good and really versatile for them. Mm-hmm. But they love – Allegretti's a good player and a hard worker, and there's a lot to like there too.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think we need to really read too much into that. It's going to be an interesting day. We got our new – this is a Landfill classic B. Mitch and Finley AAA poll of the day. Landfill just put it out there like this, B. How much will the Commanders win by on Sunday?
Wow.
And your options are Commanders win close game, Commanders blowout win, Giants win.
You went ahead like that, Landy?
I'm not sure that's how I would have listed that.
Damn, Landy.
The poll of the day is brought to you by AAA. Level up with the new AAA Commanders MVP membership. Get all the benefits.
Let's skip all the little mumbo-jumbo. Let's go straight for the juggler.
Get all the benefits of AAA, plus exclusive experiences, discounts, and tickets. Already a AAA member, upgrade for free or join today at AAA.com/commanders. I think that AAA poll today is primarily based on the glizzy bet between Jeff and White Brian and if somebody's going to have to eat a boatload of hot dogs. I am, got to say, I'm fired up about the hot dog bet for Jeff and young Brian. Now, B, I had a tough night last night. How was your night?
It's good. It's cool.
So I was at Channel 4 for a while. Everything was cool. You know Derek from Channel 4. So Derek set up this fantasy league, and I said...
Crazy Derek?
Crazy Derek, yes. And I said, yeah, I'll do it. No problem. The draft was supposed to be last week. He moved the draft to last night. I have my college friends, a fantasy league I've been doing for 20 years.
Uh-huh.
We had that draft last night. So now all of a sudden, I have two drafts, both starting at 8:30 at night.
Which kind of how your life works anyway.
Dog, it was a disaster. And I'm a Yahoo man. I've done Yahoo Fantasy forever. I'm not against other places. That's just what I'm familiar with. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And my college league is hella intense. It's 14 teams, so it's very large. There's keepers in it. It's large rosters. It's funky scoring. Like my college, I'm not very good at zeroing in on one thing anyway.
But, tell me.
But if I have to, my college fantasy draft is something I need to try to pay attention to. And so at the same time, I got Derek's league drafting on a different website that I've never done a draft on.
I think Derek knew it was your college draft to put it on this because he's trying to confuse you because you could lose on both of them.
He might have. Yeah, I mean,
saying.
Wouldn't put it past him. So I'm doing this draft. Derek also has... Usually you get a minute in between picks. Like, I've never done anything where it's not a minute. Derek's league is 30 seconds in between picks.
Well, that make you focus.
Dog.
Hyper-focus.
It is chaos.
It's crazy is what it is. So I don't play that crap.
So my first pick, and I'm not mad at this pick, I have the fifth overall pick. And I was going to take Jahmyr Gibbs, the Lions running back.
Somebody got him right before you.
No. Somehow my joint switched to auto draft, and I couldn't figure out how to switch it back.
So who you pick?
Justin Jefferson, who I'm not mad about, but I would have liked Gibbs instead. I try to play it cool about that. Like, all right, I'm gonna get the hang of it. Nobody on the planet should complain about Justin Jefferson in fantasy.
Yeah.
Draft goes on and on. This S just keeps switching back to auto draft.
Were they controlling your thing?
Maybe.
Did they set you up?
Yes, that's kind of what I think. So, B, we
kind of sound like something back in the day. Somebody set me up.
Yeah. We get to, like, the sixth or seventh round, and I have people I want to draft, and I'm clicking on it, and nothing's happening. Somehow I'm on auto pick again, and I can't get off it, and I can't figure it out. Meanwhile, my other draft is going on.
Question I want to ask you is, did you ask a question about why is this thing switching?
I finally called Derek.
And what did he say?
He's like, man, I got my draft. And he was sort of helpful, and then I kind of figured it out. But they proceeded to pick for me a kicker and a defense in like the seventh and eighth round. I would have never done that. I would always take those
at the very end. I thought you were picking on Derek's draft, and he told you he got his own draft?
Derek's in the league, too.
But he won't help you out. Who set it up? He set it up, right?
He set it up.
So he should know the damn rules. He should know what's going on.
So, B, I start – there's a little chat function in the draft. And I start, shocker, complaining. I'm like, what the hell is going on here? I don't understand. How do I get off auto draft? Like, I'm trying to pick this player or that player, and I keep getting a defense. And Lauren Ricketts, friend of the program, she's in this league too. Lauren's a sweet woman, and she proceeds to dunk on me so hard. She just replies in the chat, "Oh, I'm sorry. I remember my first draft too." And at that point, I just shut up, and I'm like, "All right."
Yeah, you were talking. You were complaining too damn much. I got time. I'm like, "I'm here, you all day."
All right, this is, you know, this is fantasy sports. Everybody, nobody is here to help. And whatever,
you
we'll see.
You still in preseason? They trying to go through the regular season, Bob.
We will see how it goes. I cut all my fantasies way back to only doing two leagues. Now I'm doing three. I have a feeling it'll all go to hell, but you never know, B. Never know. One thing I could consider is just moving to a new city, just starting fresh, new friends, new fantasy leagues, all of it. And if I'm going to move, there's only one person I would call, and that's John Leahy.
Just like Javier and Alma, they wanted a new home, and they wanted something updated to help serve as a new beginning. But first, they needed to sell their Silver Spring property in order to buy. And while it was stressful, Dustin, the member of John Leahy's team with the Fine Liberty Group, showed them the strategy to execute both transactions at the same time and be hassle-free. Alma and Javier's home ended up selling for top dollar, almost $20,000 above the asking price. And thanks to the Fine Liberty Group, that's what enabled them to buy something both newer and bigger. Looking for your own stress-free transaction? How about a guaranteed offer on your home? Check out those details and more at johnsellsdmv.com. That's John with an H. John, we're talking about our good friend, John Leahy and the Fine Living Group of eXp Realty. John offers you flexible fees customized to your needs.
And here's the thing. If you are thinking about selling, but you know, hey, man, we got to paint this house. We need new shutters, and maybe we need new appliances. Talk to John. If you don't feel like putting that cash up, talk to John. He can help you tee up your home for market by getting you up to $50,000 up front to make repairs and upgrades. Then when you sell your house, it'll be irresistible to buyers and get you more money on the back end. You settle up with John for the money he fronted you at closing. It's easy, keeps cash in your pocket, and makes you more cash when you sell the house. Stuff like that makes a huge difference, and that's where John Leahy and the Fine Living Group have the expertise. Call John today, 301-900-3052. Go online to johnsellsdmv.com, or what's even easier, just Google John Leahy Group and start packing.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
And gearing up for week one. Excited.
Oh, yeah.
Exciting stuff. I mean, there's a game tomorrow night, B. Mm-hmm. Can't wait for that. All my fantasy drafts are in the jar now. We're off and running, man. Even if Derek tried to screw me.
Hopefully you lucked up on somebody that's going to just be a damn fantasy wizard this year.
We'll see. So I had two drafts last night. I ended up with Chris Rodriguez in one of them. In my other league, I ended up with Bill and Chris. My other league, I ended up with Debo, Bill, and Chris Rodriguez. I actually, from a straight-up fantasy perspective, I'm very excited about what Debo can be this year. I think he's in a contract year, has a lot to prove. I think also just kind of his pride. Contracts are great, and people get caught up in contract years. I think Debo's a proud man, mm-hmm. and I think last year in San Fran, it really didn't go the way he wanted it to, and I think the weight conversation and the slow conversation, like
he was sick, man.
Yeah, but
he got behind.
I think the fact that he has publicly acknowledged it, mm-hmm. to me means privately he's like, I'm gonna show your ass.
Amen.
That's kind of the way I read that. I don't know, but fantasy's so hard to know. I did get the Chiefs defense in one league, your boy. I got Ertz in one league, so I didn't get Jaden at all, who I think from a fantasy perspective is just that guy.
So who's your quarterback?
Better not be no
rivals in the division if we fighting.
Well, I'm going to lose then. In my college league, I got C.J. Stroud, Texans. In Derek's league, I got Jalen Hurts. And I kind of thought Adam Tuss was going to take him because Tuss is a big, loudmouth Eagles fan. But nope. Fantasy is a different ballgame, B. It's not.
No, it's not. Eventually, this year, you're going to be cheering for Jalen, and it's going to hurt us. I don't like it.
B. Cheering.
I don't like it, Jay. I don't like it, bro.
I have Justin Fields in one league.
Hey, if y'all see JP out there, beat him up. He took Jalen Hurts.
It was on auto draft.
The biggest rival we have.
It was on auto draft.
He go pick their quarterback. So he has to cheer for him. When he does all ears up there sitting there talking about how much he's a Commanders fan, remember he picked Jalen Hurts.
Haters in the building. now people are going to take
you
seriously.
I'm joking.
Good morning, everybody watching us in the chat. If you're on the 106.7 The Fan YouTube page, it's going to be exciting, man. Football is here. I cannot freaking wait. We will be at MGM National Harbor tomorrow night, Tap Sports Bar, for the opener, Eagles Cowboys. Come hang out. It's going to be fun. I know. I think a bunch of folks are coming. Right. Derek's coming. You could take up all your issues.
Well, you know
with him.
What? Derek got you. He set you up.
Derek set me up.
No, he didn't set up
Mary
me.
And Barry.
You know why? Because I didn't participate.
Remember when we did a fantasy league the first year we did the show and Lamphill was in charge of your team?
Yeah.
I believe I won that league.
I think Lamphill did just like I would have done. We started the season off with the same amount. We ended the season with the same people we started with. I don't care if it was on injury reserve or not. We just picked them and that was it.
Our boy Neil Greenberg is going to join us coming up at 11. Lambeau has a question for the 10:30 slot that I don't see at all, but I'll ask you the question, Brian. Do you feel everyone is doubting the Commanders this year?
I think a lot of people are because they're trying to act like they snuck up on people last year. And I can understand that mindset for the first 5 to 6 games. But they weren't sneaking up on you in the last 10-11 games. You know what I mean? They came in, and they have been knocking off people. They've been winning games late. They've been closing out strong as hell. people knew who they were. Jaden Daniels had made his introduction into the league after week three. People knew this dude right here is cold-blooded. Now this year, I think people are looking at this is the fan. This is, and you got to realize we have a lot of them in our fan base. When you don't go get the big names, they don't think you've done nothing. Last year, they doubted the Commanders. They questioned everything that Dan Quinn and them did. But then they show up and they go out there and they win. Now, this year, they don't go and get certain names, but they did get a lot of people in positions that they really, really needed people in. But they didn't get the ones they think they were supposed to get. So that's the people that are doubting. Now, let's be real.
They got some big names this year. Debo, Tunsil.
Not necessarily as much big as some of them they thought they should have.
Yeah.
Let me break it down for you. Now, those are the fans that are going to sit back. They're not going to be very loud early. They sit back, and if things go wrong, see, I told you. But if everything go right, man, I knew we were going to be good. We got a lot of them. So the ultimate thing is you can just go out there. They got, like I keep saying, what I said earlier when you started the show, the guys on this team, the coaching staff on this team, have to just remember what they did to get them where they were last year. Not get concerned about the hype. You know what? Because like there are going to be right, people right here that will be, hey, man, yeah, you're the greatest. You're the greatest. Next week, if you lose a game, they'll be pissed at you. You got to focus on the people that got this thing done. That's the nucleus, and that's the people in that damn locker room. Even us. I mean, we here every day. We are not supposed to be their mouthpiece. But if you like your home team, you kind of like you show favoritism in a sense.
Sure.
It naturally happens. It's a natural tendency. But ultimately, we're here to tell the truth about what we see. And they have to be concerned about what they know. Because as much as we know, we don't know everything. Because there's a lot of stuff that they keep close to the vest.
I totally agree with that. I think the level of continuity offensively, and I know Terry missed some time in training camp. It's our favorite. Unyang was yelling at me yesterday on TV because I was going through like, all right, football's back. Jaden's back. Yeah, there was this little Terry thing, but it's over now. Mm-hmm. And she's like, little Terry thing? That's all we talked about for 2 months. So I understand the Terry thing was a factor this offseason, but I don't think it's going to be a factor on Sunday.
Jaden, let me hit you with this. You know what? When we see guys that hadn't been around for a long time, what did everybody say as soon as they come back? Fresh legs. Why we can't say that about here? Why can't we? It might be fresh legs, right? But if he's a guy who normally keeps himself in tip-top shape, his legs might be fresher. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I'll be honest. There was 1 year where I had to deal with something in the offseason. So I ended up getting elbow surgery. So I couldn't bend my own workout and stuff like that. They had my arm just straight. Couldn't do lift weights and all that. So I chilled, finally. And when I finally started to move around a little bit later, because I the first year I took 3 months off and came back, I was about 15, 20 pounds heavier. Never did that again. So this time, I was out for about 2.5 months, per se. But all I did is get on a stationary bike and rode. When I finally got out there, man, I felt so damn good. And I'm talking about after year 11. And I felt better than I had felt any time in the offseason because I did take time off. Normally, I never took time off. I take a week or so, like Darryl Green told me, take a week, get back to moving. And you'll never have to worry about your weight coming. You won't fluctuate as much. And I went right back to it. That time I had to, and I felt better than I did in a long time.
That's great. So. I wonder if I should do that. Take 1 week and then focus on my weight for the rest of the season. football season, my weight starts fluctuating, dog. A lot of potato chips sitting on the beltway, just wondering what I'm doing with my life. I'm just so excited that football is here. I don't believe, like, NFL fandom and a lot of analysis become self-fulfilling prophecies, right? Like, people will say, like, oh, I'm not sure about the Commanders. So then if things go sideways, they can be like, oh, I told you. I will plant a flag. I think this team is good. Mm-hmm. I think Jaden Daniels is a different dude, and I think he continues to ascend in the league.
Mm-hmm.
I think offensively with Debo, that is another weapon to a team that has good weapons. I think defensively they've gotten bigger. That is an intentional result to try to slow down the run game. I think Dietrich Wise is going to be a major difference maker, setting the edge in run defense. Now, I will not get caught up in the nickel-dime semantics police of they went 12-5 last year, so if they go 11-6 this year, they regressed. Like, to me, it's about the product on the field, seeing how they look, mm-hmm. and then what happens in January.
Totally.
Like, that's where I've landed.
Totally.
So my flag is planted. If you want to be wishy-washy and be like, oh, they could be good or they could be bad, just so you can then, you know, claim victory later, good for you. I'm not going to roll like that. I could also be wrong. I understand that, but I don't doubt my eyes. Like, I don't doubt the confidence that this team operates with, knowing what's coming ahead of them.
Last year when everybody was questioning things, what did the players on that team tell you about? What did Biotis say? Yeah, when you're getting this child, what you worry about? I said, we got five. They know that dude gives them a chance. Even the defensive players, this is what you do. Watch the sideline when Jaden's on the field and watch the defense. They are paying attention because they know. You look down too long, he might go do something spectacular. And they know all we got to do is get the ball back to him, and he gives us a chance.
Yeah.
And when you have that type of closer, everybody understands, I just handle my job. He can do the rest. You know, I'm not saying he does it by himself, but you know when you put him in a situation where something spectacular could happen or something terrible will happen, nine and a half times out of ten, he's going to do the right thing. He's not going to mess it up. So just go out there and handle your business. And I think that's a great way of thinking about stuff. When I remember in 1991, I'll go back to 1991.
The team
was pretty Everybody
good.
Was like, listen, man, come in and handle your business. And the rest will take care of itself. And you know what happened? Everybody on that team, nobody wanted to be the SOB that did not do the right thing. So you came in, you worked a little harder, studied a little longer, looked at a little bit more film so you can do your damn job. And we knew all they had to do is turn around, give it to one of those running backs in the backfield, and those five guys up front will close this damn deal out for you.
Rising tide lifts all boats. Football is finally here, and if you decide to get in on the action this season, the American Gaming Association wants to remind listeners to have a game plan when it comes to betting. Bet with legal sportsbooks only, know the odds, stick to a budget, and lastly, keep your cool. The result of a bet is never an occasion to criticize an athlete or a coach online. Don't be that guy. Please go to haveagameplan.org to learn more. Brought to you by 106.7 The Fan's proud responsible gaming partner, the American Gaming Association.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Bubich and Finley, 106.7, the Fan. This is interesting. Jeff just threw this in the chat, and I just saw this from Yahoo. Now, I'll be honest. I'm not particularly familiar with this, but a lot of people are. B, we talked earlier about, you know, one thing that media has realized is people will pay to watch sports, right?
Hell yeah.
But young people, man, if you're under 30, if you're in college, they just rip these illegal streams all the time.
Because normally the illegal streams are so free.
Right.
And they that's the problem with a lot of young people. They're always looking for free.
Well, they might be broke too. But
they're looking for free. Let's be real. That broke dude that looking for that free stream got on a pair of $100-something, $200-something Jordans or some other vintage damn shoe he bought or whatever. So my whole thing is, be careful. With the old saying, everything that's free ain't free.
So listen to this. Breaking news within the last hour, it seems. Stream East, the world's largest illegal sports streaming platform, has been shut down after a year-long investigation, per The Athletic. The network of 80 unauthorized domains generated 1.6 billion combined visits over the past year, providing free access to global sports fixtures such as the Premier League and Champions League, as well as the NFL, NBA, and MLB. So the soccer's probably driving a lot of this. It's my understanding this is like an Egyptian company or Egyptian website.
It's probably based in Egypt. That don't necessarily mean it's Egyptian.
Right.
It's somebody from around the world that's probably say, oh, this is a good spot to set it up.
Well, I can't help but notice this illegal streaming website that's the biggest in the world. It's 2 days before the first NFL game of the year.
That it got busted.
I'm not saying that Champions League and EPL and all these soccer is not huge, and we know, you know, hockey and basketball is coming up, and that's huge. Uh-huh. But, like, they took this joint down 2 days before the NFL opens.
In the United States.
Yeah. And
says a lot.
And the NFL all of a sudden has gotten more and more streaming partners, right?
Mm-hmm.
Amazon, YouTube, Netflix, not to mention just NBC, CBS, Fox.
I understand how it's all business and it's all money for the NFL, but I'll say this. Don't get caught up as a young person. Be careful. Because you mess around and get caught up with one of them services, and that's considered more of the white-collar crime. If you get caught up with the wrong type of money and you get too big, the United States don't care about the fact that you was really gambling. They care about the fact that they didn't get their cut of it. That's what they care about. So you go to jail for that type of stuff, guess what? If it's 8 months, you're there for 8 months. If it's 2 years, you're there for 2 years. It's not like time served and you get a little part of that time, like most things are.
I don't think if I can, and let's all be sure we don't incriminate ourselves here. Let's hypothetically talk about this, Jeff. If you hypothetically had any familiarity with this website, I don't think the end user, I don't think the person watching it gets in trouble. I think it's the people like hosting these domains and like putting this all together that could face some real trouble. Jeff, is that right?
Okay,
I'm not going to lie, JP.
This is just watching.
I'm not going to lie, JP. I've never used that because someone told me to use it, and it was so many pop-ups. I said, this is going to kill my computer. I'm good. I'll go somewhere and watch it. It doesn't affect me. Like I said, I never was a fan of that because everything popped up so much. I was always scared somebody was going to, like, hack my information or something.
Well, see, what I'm saying is the young person that you say could be possibly broke that wants this free streaming thing, you know what they do? Streaming parties. What happened at the streaming party? Gambling. So, and if it's a young enough person, you also have some underage drinking, right?
So
they look for all those. Everything comes together. It's not always the first thing is not the thing that normally gets you. It's everything you do around the first thing.
Greg Martinez on the YouTube chat, I think this is smart. He said, Napster, LimeWire, Pirate Bay, Stream East, it will never end and a new one will appear today. I kind of agree with that, but I just think eventually, like, the technology is going to outpace the ability to steal it. Like, I think people share passwords on Netflix or Amazon Prime or whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm guessing they know. And if they wanted to shut that down, they could. And, like,
It won't outpace it, Jay.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to go back to when I first moved up here to Virginia from Louisiana. And I found out that radar detectors were illegal. You know who all the same company that made the radar detector? You know what they made also? The radar detector. And as soon as that one was able to be detected, they built another radar that was not detectable. Only for about 3 months later that they had one that could detect that. It's just a constant flow. And the people that makes it, they make the stuff that go against.
Sure.
Then they went through the new thing.
It's like the steroids. Like, they can never keep up with the new steroid because they're tested for the old steroid.
Well, yeah.
Like the cycling.
And the people that made the old steroids are making the new ones.
Right.
And then what happened then, they say, well, you know what? The police officer said, well, we're not going to use radar. We're going to use laser. So you know what the company made? A laser diffuser. Where you could program your speed and you could be going faster.
All right.
I did it. it's always somebody that's a step ahead.
Sure. So we've been very clear that I don't illegally stream games. I'm a sucker and pay for the products, right?
Well, I mean, I just go to places where they got step money games.
Sure. but we've all been clear that, like, nobody should really, like, advertise that they do illegally stream games.
Yeah.
Couldn't help but just notice this tweet from our favorite guy, Ryan the Stallion Clary. It says, breaking, Stream East has been shut down, to which Stallion quote tweeted and said, this is a disaster. Way to let him know what you're up to, Stallion. Great job, pal. Neil Greenberg joins us next.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.